Today I'm going to have my guest identify himself in just a few words. Listen.
It is now post time.
As all racing fans know, that's the most famous voice in horse racing, Fred Capocello. We'll be talking with Fred right after we hear this important message. Fred, tell me, what is the requisite for a person to be able to call a race in the manner that, only you can do?
Well, thank you, Jackie. Well, you have to have clear vision, a good speaking voice, good pair of binoculars, and that's about all.
Well, now, it's got to be a little bit more than that. You get 14 horses, 12 horses in a bunch coming out of that starting gate. It's impossible, I would say, to be able to, as the horses come out, to start picking them up. There must be some pre-race practice for you. What do you do?
Yes, that's true, Jackie. What we do is we memorize the colors as the horses come out on parade and enter the track. And for the next 4 or 5 minutes, we commit to memory the different colors in the race with the associated with the horse's name. So by the time the horses get to the post, we know them pretty thoroughly.
You must also have a very clear mind on these things to be able to do this for race in and race out.
Yes, that's true, Jackie. Of course, I've been doing it for so many years. It's just as important in our business to have a forgetter. In other words, you block out of your mind everything that's transpired in the previous race. Uh-huh. So that you don't fall into the trap of memorizing the Green Tree horses or the Brookmead horses that ran in a previous race. Some stables might run 3 or 4 horses in an afternoon. And you keep memorizing a certain set of colors and associating with a horse's name. In the next race, you've got the same silks, Jack, but an entirely different horse's name. So we don't want to fall into that trap. And we try to make as few mistakes as possible.
Well, do you have one incident? I know you must have made a mistake. Do you remember one?
Well, yes, there have probably been a few slipped in. Nothing of any consequence. In memorizing colors and horses' names, we have everything in our mind, and it's a one-man job. I'm the only one up in the booth. And we memorized the colors, and I can remember one or two instances. It was just mispronunciation of a horse's name.
I see.
I memorized the colors very thoroughly. That was a Langolan Farms horses, and it was a horse called Nashville. But every time I called it, it came out Louisville. I don't know why.
I imagine you were kidding about that for a long time.
Embarrassing, Jack. Like missing an easy when coming into second base.
And the last half of the ninth inning, 2 out of the men on third.
That's right.
We've had a wonderful time talking about racing. I want to say thank you very much, Fred, for coming on with us.
Thank you, Jackie.
Well, that just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.